मीरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुर श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। मुखम करति वाचलम पंगुर्लंघायित गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमाचार्य पादाय नीताय कृपापदाय ने गौरकथा दामोदरं। हरे कृष्णा। So I'm very happy to be here again. So last time I came in December, right? December 2011. So I came after 2 years. Not 2 years, 1 year, 1 month. So I was in Delhi before I came. So last night, Delhi or Gurgaon was freezing cold. It was 0 degree centigrade. So I thought better rush to Muscat. So here I am feeling hot now. But for you it's winter. So this is the nature of this world. So this time I have been asked or requested or ordered by the devotees of Mathura Desh to speak something from Chaitanya Charitamrita, because you don't get chance to read also, I heard, and there is not much discussion happening on Chaitanya Charitamrita here. So as I come from Mayapur Dham, it is my duty also speak on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As today started little late and also short time, so what I'll do, I'll give an introduction. I decided that I'll speak on two topics from Chaitanya Charitamrita. One will be episode on Maharaj Prataparudra, how he received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very, very important topic for a practicing devotee, because we all want the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to receive that mercy, what are the spiritual qualities you should develop? So Prataparudra Maharaj exhibited those qualities. So I was thinking what should be the title of the topic. So I thought that challenges are foundation of spiritual success. That should be the one topic. I changed the topic name a little bit. And second topic will be, if time permits, then we'll be discussing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to South India. Most of you are from South India. It will be liked by you, I think. And Mahaprabhu's tour to South India has a very significant aspect for the preachers of Krishna consciousness. So, and also for the households. So therefore, we'll be discussing that topic. And I have given that title, Receiving and Sharing Love of God. So that will be the second topic. And I have to request those who are having kids, we cannot manage in the classroom. There is some engagement outside, right? So please take care of the children outside, because it diverts the attention. And those who are having mobile phones, I think all of you have mobile phones, please keep it in a silent mode or in a switched off mode if it is possible. I have no mobile phone to carry, so I am free from that problem. So I'll try to give today some idea how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the compiler or writer of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he explains that even the Ananta says, with his thousands of mouths, if he speaks throughout the entire duration of the creation of the universe, he cannot explain the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for one day. So that is the ultimate or absolute nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for that, we need to have some faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Lord, by nature, is inconceivable. We cannot relate to with our brain, with logic, with arguments. But because we are coming from that kind of background, so therefore when we try to understand Lord's pastimes, we also try to use that kind of argument to understand that. But if you have that type of approach, it's very, very difficult to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once Srila Prabhupada was challenged by a reporter, atheistic reporter. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are talking your God that your God can do anything. And he asked a question, can your God create a rock which he cannot lift? So very strange question. So can your God create a rock which he cannot lift? So whichever way you give answer, you will be caught. So if you say no, he cannot create a God, he create a rock which he cannot lift, then he is not that he can do everything. But if he can create a rock which he cannot lift, then if he cannot lift a rock, then he cannot do. Whatever way you give answer, you will be caught. So Prabhupada is Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave a very interesting answer. You want to hear that? So Prabhupada told, yes, Lord can create a rock which he cannot lift, and then he will lift it. So that is called inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of God. So therefore, in order to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to have this understanding that we cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by our logic. This is the first qualification we should have. And Mahaprabhu did not come as a Lord. He came as a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, his pastimes are very sweet. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are very, very sweet? Because Chaitanya Charitamrita means CC, right? One C, Chaitanya, other C, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, CC. But there is another meaning of CC. So one C means chanting, another C means cooperation. So in order to enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have to chant and we have to cooperate. But in Kali Yuga, it is easy to chant, but it is very difficult to cooperate because we have our false ego. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, if you see the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most prominent associates, the most important associates, they are coming from a political background. Sanatan Goswami, he was the Prime Minister of Nawab Husain Shah, right? Rupa Goswami was the Finance Minister of Husain Shah. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was in a very high position, maybe the CEO of a company. He was of that kind of position. Ramananda Roy, he was a governor. Pratap Rudra, he was the king. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he is a big scholar. So all these people, they are coming from a political background. For a king, you have to be always in politics. For a minister, you have to be always in politics. But when they join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, when they become the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in their dealings, there is not a tinge of politics involved. And that is the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is very sweet. So in order to enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to be free from politics. That is very, very important. Political mind is a natural constitutional position of our conditioned nature. Why? Because of our false ego. So therefore, in order to enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to be free from false ego. Very, very important. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayar Das, 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 Anudas. The servant of the servant of the servant. That is the nature of every living entity. Unless and until we develop that kind of consciousness, it is very, very difficult to understand, realize, and enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So generally at the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, we are very humble, right? So that's why always when we are at the beginning of our movement, then we say, Prabhu, please be merciful. I am very fallen. I need your mercy, right? Always we go to different devotees. And that's why we say we are the servant. Prabhupada introduced the system that whoever gets initiated, his title is changed, right? So if you are Venkatesh, then you become Brajaprandas. So your name is changed. So some of Prabhupada disciple, he was also initiated and he forgot the name. Okay. And he approached Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you gave that name, is Samsundar or something, I forgot. Prabhupada said, that first part of the name is not so important. You remember the second part, that is Das. Remember that, that is very, very important. And that is the purpose of initiation, to experience that you are the servant of the Lord. So at the beginning, we like to be servant. But we have another system Prabhupada has introduced, that we have to address other person as Prabhu, right? Because to accept that everybody is our superior. So we address other devotees as Prabhu, but many people address me also as Prabhu, right? But the conditioned mind is like that, when you hear the same thing again and again, you start believing that. So then you think, oh, I am so many years now in the movement. So now I have been promoted maybe from Das to Prabhu. So somebody calls you, who is speaking? Samsundar Prabhu speaking. So from Das you have become Prabhu now. But in ISKCON, everything is perfected when it becomes Maha. Mahaprasad, right? Mahaharinam, Maha Big Book, Maha this, Maha that. So we are not satisfied without Maha. So we don't become satisfied with Prabhu. Then we become Mahaprabhu. Then our life gets perfected. Yes, we have achieved the perfection. Because that is our natural material consciousness. We like to be promoted. Right or wrong? We like to be given respect. We want to be prominent amongst the devotees. That is the conditioned nature. But if we have that kind of nature within, it is very, very difficult to enter into Mahaprabhu's pastime. No place. So it is stated, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that who is a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava? Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Vagini Chariyache Je Seito Vaishnav. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that in order to claim to be a Vaishnava, we have to give up three things. Simple. Three things if you can give up, then you are a Vaishnava. So what are these three things? Kanaka means gold, money. So easy to give up, right? So first we have to give up money, wealth. Then Kamini means beautiful wife. For the girls, beautiful man. Like that. Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagini. Pratishtha means profit, adoration and distinction, prestige. So Jiva Goswami says that giving up wealth is okay, it's not so tough. Giving up the desire of sex life is more difficult. But the most difficult part of our life is to give up the desire of prestige. It's the most subtle because it's the false ego within. So therefore, Guru Maharaj gives his purport to this text in Vaishnava Kaya book. So how we can be free from desire for wealth? By engaging the wealth in the service of the Lord. That's why charity is the dharma of grihasthas. Just like austerity is the dharma of brahmacharis, charity is the dharma of grihasthas. We should start the practice of giving things. More you give, slowly, slowly, consciousness will develop within that everything belongs to Krishna. We have to start somewhere. But in Kali Yuga, people don't like to give. Very miser by nature. We want to take, but we don't like to give. But in order to develop the consciousness of thinking, realizing that everything belongs to Krishna, we have to start practice of giving things. So there was a lady. That lady was very much attached to money. And she doesn't like to give to anyone, and especially to the sadhus. In India, the practice, the sadhus, they go to different houses and beg. And this lady was thinking that we work so hard, and these sadhus, they come and beg and they have their nice life. I don't like to give to this kind of people. So one day, one sadhu came to our house. And that day husband was not there in the house. And she thought, today I will give him a lesson that he will definitely come to my, he will not come to my house, and most probably he will give up the profession of begging. So that day when the sadhu came, early days they used to cook in a different way, not in electric oven or gas. So they used to cook in a different way. After cooking, there was ash in the kitchen. So she thought, I will give charity today. So what charity I will give? I will give ash to that sadhu. And he will be very upset and he will not come anymore to my house. So with that plan in her mind, she took some ash from the kitchen and gave it to that sadhu. Then sadhu, after receiving the ash, smiled and told that lady, thank you very much. I will come again tomorrow. And that lady got very upset that her plan didn't work. Then she was very inquisitive. And she said, my dear sadhu, I gave you ash and you should be angry by that. But why you are so happy today? Then sadhu replied that I am very happy today because you started the practice of giving. You never gave anything in your life. But at least today you gave me ash. So I am very confident if I come tomorrow, you will give me cash. So we have to start somewhere. So in order to develop detachment from money, we have to engage the money in the service of the Lord. Second is desire for sex life. It is very, very strongly built in the heart. According to Bhagavad Gita, lusty desires are there at the senses, in the mind, and also in the intelligence. It is very, very difficult to give up. So once, one of the Srila Prabhupada disciple, Subhak Swami, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how to be free from this sex desire? When I will be free from sex desire? Prabhupada very seriously replied, never. And he got very upset. He was not satisfied with that answer. After a few days, he was with morning walk with Prabhupada. Then he asked the same question again. Srila Prabhupada, how to be free from this sex desire? Then Srila Prabhupada again looked at him, very seriously said, Govinda Ichha. When the Lord will desire, that day you will be free from sex desire. So it's very, very strong in our consciousness. Once Srila Prabhupada said that Maya cannot touch me. And even if I am in the association of many naked women, I will not be disturbed. It's a very big statement. So one day, Srila Prabhupada, I think he was in Australia, and he was praying to the Lord very sincerely and intensely praying to the Lord. So after prayer was over, one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, what did you pray today? Srila Prabhupada said, I prayed to the Lord so that I don't become victimized by Maya. And there was that devotee who was there when Prabhupada said, Maya cannot touch me. So he was a little bewildered. Prabhupada is making contradictory statement. That day Prabhupada said, Maya cannot touch me. So today he is praying to the Lord so that he does not become victimized by Maya. So with courage he approached Prabhupada. Prabhupada, that day you made a statement that Maya cannot touch you, but today you are making a statement that you are praying to the Lord so that you will not become victimized by Maya. So it's not contradictory. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, it's not contradictory. He got more confused. Said, why Prabhupada is not contradictory? Prabhupada said, it's not contradictory. Maya cannot touch me. Why? Because every moment I am sincerely praying to the Lord so that I don't become victimized by Maya. That's why Maya cannot touch me. So that is, there is no contradiction. So by this statement, Prabhupada is revealing a very important secret. How to be free from this desire? Only by taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only He can help us in this weakness. So therefore, we have to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. And third is, we have to be free from prestige, profit, adoration and distinction. So this thing is very, very difficult to give up. But by engaging in the service of the devotees, we can be free from this desire. So it is easy to serve the Lord, but it is very difficult to serve the devotees, right? Especially those who are staying together. Very, very difficult, because familiarity, when we become familiar to the devotees, our tendency is to find faults. That is the natural tendency. That's why Srila Prabhupada was not keeping secretary for a long time, one secretary. Because if secretary becomes very familiar to the spiritual master, then slowly, slowly, his vision will also change. And he will start finding fault. And if a disciple finds faults in the spiritual master, it is very, very dangerous for spiritual life. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada always used to change his secretaries. So therefore, we should not try to become very familiar to the senior devotees. Because when you become familiar, tendency will become to find faults. But when you are a little bit away and keep some awe and reverence, then what happens? Then tendency to find faults becomes less. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful in our dealings with the devotees. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is based on Vaishnava relationship. How to deal with the devotees? And Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his each and every pastime, he is revealing this great importance, how to deal with the devotees. Because dealing with the devotees is the secret of success in our spiritual life. How we deal with the devotees. And that is the most challenging factor in our life as a practicing devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam explains how we can be free from the sufferings of this material world and go back to the spiritual world. It's based on relationship. So generally, we have three categories of devotees we have to deal with. First, we have to deal with the senior devotees. Second, we have to deal with our peers, means colleagues, co-devotees. And we have to deal with the junior devotees. So, how we deal with them? And Srimad Bhagavatam explains very nicely. When we see somebody senior to me, more qualified than me, superior to me, then we should feel very happy. Oh, he is such a great devotee of the Lord. We should feel happy and try to serve him. That is the first. How we deal with the superiors? We should feel happy seeing their wonderful qualities, and we should try to serve them. and how we should deal with our colleagues or peers, we should develop nice friendship with them. And how we should deal with the juniors, we should think, oh, they don't have so much good qualities. We should feel compassionate to them and try to bring up at our level by giving them proper guidance. If we deal with the devotees like that, then all the sufferings of this material world will go away and we can experience the spiritual bliss. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastime always is trying to establish this principle. But what happens to us? When we see somebody more qualified than me, we feel envious. When we deal with the devotees at our same level, we try to impress that I am greater than you. We glorify ourselves. Oh, I have done this, I have done this. Oh, you know, I have done this. I have done this. So we try to impress our friends to establish that I am great. And those who are junior, we try to exploit them and try to engage them for our own benefit. In that way, generally we deal with the devotees. But that is the cause of our suffering in this world. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, the dealings amongst the devotees are based on the principle given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So in order to enter into Chaitanya Leela, we have to know how to deal with the devotees. That is very, very important. That is the important part of sadhana bhakti. So last year I was trying to take some interview, not interview, having a frank talk with some senior leaders of ISKCON. They came to Mayapur for Gaur Purnima festival and GBC meetings. And I was thinking that I will talk to different senior leaders. What is the most important factor in our life as a sadhaka to continue our journey in our spiritual life? And I approached different senior leaders, many gurus, many sannyasis. And I was thinking they'll tell, oh, chanting japa early in the morning is the secret of success. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam is the secret of our success. Hearing from the pure devotees is the secret of success. I was expecting those kind of answers. But I got a very interesting answer from most of the devotees. And they have said, unless you have someone in your life to share your problem in spiritual life, you cannot survive in spiritual life for a long time. So revealing the heart, guhyam akhati prichyati, is very, very important to sustain our spiritual life and to advance in spiritual life. So that's very, very important part in our life. And who can reveal the heart to others? Who are free from false ego. But our tendency, when we continue our devotional service for many years, we start thinking that I am a senior devotee. And how I can reveal my weakness to others? Then people will think how bad I am. Then my prestige will go away. But by that, we are making a very dangerous step in our life. So I'll try to narrate this problem by a nice story and how it is important to reveal our heart. So there was a hunter. So that hunter was very adventurous hunter. And someone who is very adventurous, they like to do something different. Right? Otherwise, no fun, no? Doing something, regular things is not so good. So they want to do something different. So he thought that I'll go to a forest to hunt animals where hunting is legally prohibited. That is the adventure. So what he did, he found a jungle or forest like that. So in that jungle you cannot go with openly, no? It's prohibited. So what he did, he used a very long and wide coat. And inside the court, he kept all the weapons, so that nobody will understand what's happening. Right? So he entered into the forest. As soon as he entered into the forest, he saw a small jackal. As soon as hunter sees an animal, it pinches to kill. So he took the weapon and shot. And the jackal fell on the ground, almost dead. So in the meantime, after the incident happened, he heard that a jeep is coming. Means the forest officer is approaching. Then he thought, I am gone. So I have to be behind the bar now. How to escape? Only one road, I cannot move away from here. So he used his intelligence. The jackal was not so big. So what he did, he took the jackal and kept under the fort. And the forest officer came and he said, what are you doing? He said, no, just moving around, seeing the beautiful forest. And such a beautiful forest I have never seen. Started glorifying the forest. And forest officer became very happy because he was talking very nice way. And he got charmed by his talk. So as he liked that person, hunter, his talk was continuing for a long time. But in the meantime, something else is happening inside. Because that jackal was not fully dead. He thought, anyway, I have to die. So before I die, I should have the last feast. So what he did? He started eating the flesh inside of that hunter. But he cannot tell anything because that forest officer was there. So after a long time, the talk was over. Forest officer went back. After he went back, hunter fell on the ground, dead. Jackal fell on the ground, dead. So the moral of the story is, we are all like hunters. And we are all wearing the coat of false ego. And we are trying to keep the anartha like jackal inside. We don't want to reveal. So what happens when you keep your anartha under your coat of false ego, then that anarthas eat your devotion. And after some time, you will be spiritually dead. So what is the lesson? We should not keep the anarthas inside. We have to take out the anartha and reveal that anartha to somebody to whom we have faith. That is the secret of spiritual success. So therefore, in order to advance, in order to sustain our spiritual life, we should have somebody to reveal our heart. But in Kali Yuga, people don't like to reveal the heart because we don't have confidence. It is a common practice. Have faith in God who does not speak, who does not move. So we like to have faith in those person who does not talk, who does not move. But someone who talks and moves, very difficult to keep faith in those people. Right? So therefore, developing faith in the words of the spiritual master, that is the secret of our success. So we'll explain all this from tomorrow. The faith is the foundation. Faith in the words of the spiritual master is the foundation. Faith in the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the foundation. But we don't have faith. We pretend that we have faith. But we don't like to have complete faith in someone. We have mixed faith. So if we have mixed faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very, very difficult to understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, we have to be simple in our heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, who is a Vaishnava? Who is simple in heart. So what is simple? What is simplicity? Simplicity means what is inside, that should be outside. But in Kali Yuga, we have something inside and we have something outside. Hare Krishna Prabhu, you are very nice Prabhu, but behind the back, such a man, giving me hard time. So I will also see. So we are hypocrites. So there is no place of hypocrisy in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He doesn't like hypocrites. We have to be simple hearted. Mahaprabhu gave blessings to everybody, but he was not willing to give blessings to the hypocrites. So therefore, in order to be a suitable candidate to receive Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have to be free from hypocrisy. And that hypocrisy will go away when we start developing faith in the words of the spiritual master. Right? And we have to know that what we are expecting from the spiritual master. Generally, people have different concepts of sadhus. One day I was with Guru Maharaj in Srila Prabhupada Puspa Samadhi Mandir. Some boat festival was going on. So how long I can continue? 9:30 only. Another 10 minutes. Introduction going on, okay. And some devotees came, offered obeisances. Guru Maharaj, this is my daughter. Please bless her so that she can get 90% in the exam. Then Guru Maharaj got very upset. He said, they don't know what to ask from the spiritual master. So therefore, our relationship, our faith in the spiritual master should be based on spiritual principles. So Mahaprabhu's pastime is based on completely spiritual principles. So there is nothing material in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is very, very important. If we want to achieve something, generally our consciousness is in our life that we like to achieve something. But Mahaprabhu came to give something which cannot be achieved. Mahaprabhu has said, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachit Upasana Brajabadhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Pramapumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Naparaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion is, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya, our Lord is Krishna. Krishna not in Mathura, not in Dwaraka. Krishna in Vrindavan. That is the first principle. Krishna is worshipped by many devotees in Vrindavan. But what is our worshipable thing? Ramma kachit upasana brajabadhu vargena jakalpita. The way gopis worship Krishna is the method of worship for the Gauriya Vaishnavas. Prema pumartha mahan. The goal of our life is to develop love of God. And what is the scripture? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramalam Amalam. Our scriptures is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, develop love of God within is the goal of our life. So, this love cannot be achieved. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noy. It's not that we achieve that. Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Karho Uday. It has to be manifested within the heart by sincere hearing. So this love of God is an experience within the heart. So when we can experience that, when we stop the consciousness of achievement, as long as we have something to achieve in this world, you cannot experience love of God. So in order to enter into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we have to stop the practice of developing some consciousness of achieving something in this world. As long as we have something to achieve from this world, it is very, very difficult to experience love of God. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes can be released by those devotees, those who are free from the consciousness of achievements. So who can experience love? Who has nothing to achieve. And on that platform, there cannot be any question of someone is friend, someone is enemy. In this world, who is our friend? Who help us to achieve our goal. And who is enemy? Who disturbs us in our process of achieving our goal. Right? But who is Brahma Buddha? Brahma Buddha Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarvesu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. That is the fundamental principle. That who has given up the concept of lamentation and hankering. We hanker for something what we don't have. And we lament if we lose something, whatever we have. Hankering and lamentation are the cause of bondage in this world. And as long as hankering and lamentation will be there, it is very, very difficult to see everyone equally and to experience the spiritual bliss within. So therefore, in order to release the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we have to be free from hankering and lamentation. And lastly, I'll try to explain some essential thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world is very, very rare. In every Kali Yuga, there is Harinam Sankirtan. Because Kali Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga is Nam Sankirtan. Haran Namo, Haran Namo, Haran Namo Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranatha. In every Kali Yuga, the process of worship of the Lord is Nam Sankirtan. Then what is the big glory about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He also came and gave Nam Sankirtan. So why he is addressed as Namo Mahabhadan Naya? Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tasya Namaha. But in other Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan give Prema Bhakti, which is not coming from Goloka Vrindavan. There are two kinds of Prema Bhakti. Prema Bhakti coming from Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and Prema Bhakti coming from Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So Prema Bhakti achieved from Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti can lead us to Vaikuntha planets. In every other Kali Yuga, the sadhakas from this material world can only go to Vaikuntha planet. But Mahaprabhu's Harinam, Golokera Premadhan, Nam Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu gave Nam Sankirtan from the spiritual world, the topmost spiritual world, that is Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu came to give Braja Prem. Prem, the love of Vrindavan, which no other incarnation can give. That's why Rupa Goswami addressed him as Namo Mahabhadanna. He is most merciful. No other incarnation can give that. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give that love. Why? Because in material world, people like to serve the Lord in the mood of servitorship. Right or wrong? We cannot be friend of Radha Madhav, right? My dear Radha Madhav, you are my friend. We cannot do that. But in order to enter into Vrindavan, you have to forget that Krishna is God. As long as you think Krishna is God, then you have to serve Him as a servant. But if you serve Him as a servant, then you enter into Vaikuntha planet. So in order to enter into Vrindavan, you have to be friend or father, mother or conjugal lover. But if you know Krishna is God, it is very, very difficult to relate to Krishna in that consciousness. Then after disappearing from Vrindavan, when Krishna entered into Golok again, he was thinking, I manifested this Vrindavan pastimes so that people will be attracted and enter into Vrindavan. But people are worshipping me in awe and reverence. And by that they will end up in Vaikuntha planet. Then what is the meaning of my Vrindavan pastimes? How they will enter? So we have to be servant. But if we become servant of Radha Madhav, we become servant of Krishna, then we enter into Vaikuntha planet. Then what is the solution? So Krishna has manifested a formula. And he thought, I should not come as Lord. I should come as a devotee of the Lord. Which devotee? The best devotee of Vrindavan. So best devotee of Vrindavan is Srimati Radharani. So Krishna came with the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we become the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then where will go? If you become the servant of Radharani, so where will go? You go to Vrindavan. And that is the only way to enter into Vrindavan. So therefore, in order to enter into Vrindavan and have access to Radha and Krishna, we have to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. So we have to understand and realize the significant position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are very, very fortunate. Guru Maharaj was telling that we are in a very, very fortunate situation. So many Kali Yugas were there. We are in such a Kali Yuga where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But in every Kali Yuga, that golden time is for 10,000 years. So we are in that period now. Right? So now we are in a period where Srila Prabhupada appeared. And we are in a period where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most desirous project, Temple of Vedic Planetarium, Adbhuta Mandir is manifesting. We are during that time. So we cannot imagine our fortune. What kind of fortune we have. But we try to estimate. And we should be serious and take it seriously, and so that we can value whatever we are having and we can get result out of that understanding. So therefore, we should take it very, very seriously that we are very, very fortunate that we get this opportunity to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So from tomorrow, we will try to discuss how Prataprudra Maharaj got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he manifested through the different failures in his life, apparent failures, he exhibited some wonderful qualities, and those wonderful qualities attracted the attention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by that he achieved the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his loving embrace. So that is, if you want to have the loving embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to follow in the footsteps of King Prataparudra. So that episode we'll start narrating from tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Any question? If you have one to question, because time is running out, almost 9:45. Ask loudly.
Arishma, yes. Every Yuga, Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come?
No.
Only this period of golden avatara.
Then you have to go through a mathematics. So, once in a day of Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So, in one day of Brahma consists of 1,000 Satya Yuga, 1,000 Treta Yuga, 1,000 Dapar Yuga, 1,000 Kali Yuga. So, out of 1,000 Kali Yuga, in one Kali Yuga he comes. Okay. And which Kali Yuga also explained? You want to know that? Each day of Brahma is ruled over by 14 Manus. So each Manu gets 71 Chaturyuga. So Krishna appears during the reign of 7th Manu. Okay?
Yeah.
And 7th Manu 28th Chaturyuga. In that Dwapar Yuga, Krishna appears. 28th Chaturyuga, 20th Chaturyuga, the Dwapar Yuga of 20th Chaturyuga, Krishna appears. And whichever Dwapar Yuga Krishna appears, next Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears.
Okay,
okay.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare.
Yeah.
Once in a day of Brahma. So we are
very lucky.
Hopefully. We are very, very fortunate that we are in that Kali Yuga. Okay?
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
You have any other question from this side, ladies' side?
Prabhu Hare Krishna, you mentioned symbol in the heart, that point. Like what is inside, that should be the outside action. Like, you know, hypocrisy. So the thing is, in terms of devotional service, like even deal with the guru, sometimes you told me, like, I mean, you in that, you know, the long term period when you serve the guru, there is a chance, like, you know, we will take a, you know, understand that person is a normal or something like that. The guru will consider that humbleness won't be there with the guru. But when you deal with the guru long time, so our mind is will become humble or hardened. Like normally when deal with guru or we are serving the guru, so our mood become like, you know, softened. But long time dealing, is it like, you know, our heart will become hardened or something? So that's what, you know, Prabhupada was not keeping a long time person like that.
Generally, conditioned soul like us, when we try to become very familiar with some senior person, tendency becomes that we become offensive. Why? Because we have false ego. Because of our false ego, we become judgmental. And when we become judgmental, from material point of view, then we become offensive. The spiritual master, we have to understand who is he. He is not a person to give something material. What is the first glory of him? That he is representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? If you have that concept is clear, then it is easy to approach Guru. But we always try to calculate everything based on our material understanding. And we become judgmental. That is the problem. But if we become close, really close, then we become very humble. If we become spiritually close, we become humble. And if we become materially close, we become offensive. That is the difference. So we have to understand our approach to Guru is spiritual or our approach to Guru is material. Right? So I always give an example. Pride comes from when we are not in knowledge. For example, if you are far, far away from a mountain, mountain looks small. And you also think, I am like a mountain also. Right? Because you have no idea of mountain, because you are far, far away from the mountain. But if you walk and come closer to the mountain, then slowly, slowly what happens? Mountain appears bigger and bigger. And how you appear? Smaller. Smaller and smaller. So Guru and Krishna is like a mountain. So when we are far, far away from him, we start thinking, I am also like, may not be equal, but somehow almost same. But when you start approaching and come closer, then you start realizing that Krishna is great and I am very insignificant. That is spiritual approach. So whether we are advancing in Krishna consciousness or not, the factor is that how we are feeling humble. Then we are coming close to Krishna. If we think I am great, then we are away from Krishna. That is the parameter. Okay. So a devotee is advanced or not advanced? will be determined, he is humble or proud. If he is proud, then he is not advanced. If he is humble, then he is advanced. Okay? Clear? Okay. So, we'll end here. Murari Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So, like